Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We benefit.
Hey, you can call me.
Hey,
what's up and what's happening, good people? It's your girl, the J Baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI Radio Network, honey. Y'all know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby, but that radio push us on. Y'all know we don't do nothing small around these parts today. And today, my people, today we supposed to have Miss Rose Gold in the building. Now, as we give my girl a little bit of time to go ahead and call in, let me tell you a little bit about my honey here, because she definitely has a few things that y'all might want to hear. Now, she has a track out right now called Phases. You know what I mean? And the beat was definitely on point. It was definitely listener-friendly, and, you know, a lot of times cats ain't really up to par on beats. They just like what they like and don't think about the others. But it was definitely listener-friendly, clean vocal, and calm, like her style, she got a real calm demeanor, I must say, when it comes to fitting her lyrics, you know what I'm saying, which is a nice contrast to the beat that she has going on. All in all, I must say, a decent track, you feel me? Now, she herself is from New Orleans. So, you know, you got something different on your hands, you feel me? Global recording artist, you know what I'm saying? Her blueprint for success, you know what I'm saying, is with your girl. So we definitely going to get it going on. I'm definitely going to be sharing a lot of her music, because after listening to tracks like Are You Riding, Soul Level, things like that, I'm definitely a fan. You can definitely catch her on 99.5 South Beach with Phases, you know what I'm saying, between 9 and 11, going in request. My girl is R-O-S-E-G-O-L-D, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can go ahead and hit my boo up at www.twitter.com/AROSEGOLD_. You can catch her at the same on that good old Instagram.com/AROSEGOLD_. Now, I just want to hit my baby up one more time and let her know we on the line, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to definitely hit y'all with her handles one more time so you can keep it on your mind. But I need y'all to go ahead and hop on over to her Spotify and check her out. She has Spotify. She also has a SoundCloud. Now, SoundCloud is where I heard her single Phases. Her SoundCloud is under We're On The Rise, W-E-R-E-O-N-T-H-E-R-I-S-E. You can definitely find all the tracks that I was feeling on there. She is definitely doing her thing. I am definitely a fan. I love the confidence and her lyricism. And y'all know a lot of cats that get on here are not really known for their lyrics as far as lyricism goes. If you don't know what lyricism means, Google it, baby. You understand? That's a Google it for sweet hot. But if you do know what I'm talking about and you know how it is to have somebody that is real smooth and confident, lyrical, with a beat to match, you definitely know you want to check that person out for all my music heads that's out here right now. You know what I'm saying? I believe we got my girl on the line. Let me see if I can pull her in one time. Ms. Rose Gold, are you in the building, baby?
I am in the building today. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was talking to my people about your joint Phases. You know what I'm saying? I already gave them my opinion on the whole track, you know what I'm saying? But why don't you go ahead, for the people that haven't heard it, and explain to them who you are and explain to them what Phases is about, how you wrote it, the whole rundown.
Okay, so I just thought with the rundown of Phases, I'm folding it out, just trying to remind myself that it's levels of things that you go through, and it's just a phase into the next chapter of what you got to do. So just keep it level. Keep on remembering that it's just steps that you got to take, and there's levels to it, like Meek Mill said. And then just Rose Gold, the artist, I'm smooth, like you said, and I take a lot of importance to my lyrics and what I write and what I put out there to the world and put out there on tracks. So I try to be positive and then still be with the now. Not too preachy, air quote.
No, definitely. That can be felt in all your music. You know, I was definitely letting them know that I was surprised, you know what I'm saying, because the beat was definitely something that was on point and listener-friendly. Your voice and your lyrics was a definite contrast to that, a nice contrast. All in all, you know what I'm saying, a very decent track. I've listened to a couple of your joints. know what I'm saying, because you gave me the SoundCloud, and I always do my homework. So I went ahead and listened to joints like Are You Riding, you know what I'm saying, which made me appreciate the delivery in which you seem to carry your lyrics, you know what I'm saying, and I respect the selectiveness when it comes to the beat that you ride on. I listen to Soul Level, you know what I'm saying, that have me, you had me, look, you know what's that movie when he's like, you had me a hello? What is that movie? I'm sorry, I'm asking my people. They got them up there. They can up here listening. Yo, but you hadn't yet opened up, you opened up your mind. You know what I'm saying? I was definitely a fan on that one by then. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I love your confidence. I love your lyricism. I love the contrast to what you bring to the beats. You know what I'm saying? It's very something that you can definitely ride to. I'm not going to say, matter of fact, let me put it like that. I will say that you is an embodiment of the Miss Erica Badu on a rap note. Put it like that there. Yes, maybe. I said it, people. Yes, I said it. Let's argue. What? So, for my listeners, for my... Okay, you definitely ain't no try to it. That's what you're doing. And for all my listeners out there, y'all know what to argue. So let's go listen to her shit and let's argue, okay? Let's argue. But, like, tell my people, like, what really got you into, you know, wanting to write and create? Because that seems to be what you're doing out here with these, with your lyrics and, you know, with the beats, with the whole package that you have going on. It seems like you're just creating, you know, and you can definitely feel that. So, like, go ahead and let us know that. Let us know to whom some of your influences are, because you definitely have a style that is not really popular out here right now, but it's definitely something that can catch on.
Well, yeah, you hit it on the nail with the Erica Badu, because I do write a lot of music just based off the influence of the music that I hear. And Erica, Lauryn Hill, J. Cole, Nas, Kendrick, I can name a list, but these are people that I listen to. I listen to the craft and how they make the music, what they talk about when they do make the music. And it inspires me to do it because, shoot, they out there making music, making a point. And the best thing that we could do as artists is give our own opinions to just the words and things that we express. So just artists like that, those are the influences, just the influences. And then what got me into actually writing was coming up with a different version of a song that was really popular. So just doing regular rap covers out of nowhere. Like, I would walk around the house just rapping random songs, but putting my own little spin on it. And my mom said one day, maybe you should write that down. That sounds kind of good. And then after that point, I got on my own. And then I tried to do with the freestyling, getting just the whole nine, making it to where I could express my point with rhythm and then just in written form. Because I also do poetry and anything that's in writing form, I will put it down on paper. If I can put it with music, I'll put it with music. But I like to express with words. I think that's what got me into doing music in the first place.
Yo, I'm definitely feeling that, because you definitely named a lot of cats that I mess with when it comes to the music. You know what I'm saying? Me and my people, we definitely be on that type of tip all the time. So it was a nice surprise to get an artist who was on that tip, because I cannot say that I've had somebody as smooth as you on the rap tip come onto the show yet. So it's definitely a first, and I definitely appreciate what you bring into the game at the moment, to be honest with you. So hands down, hats off to you, ma.
Amen, and I appreciate it, because I'm trying out here, and like I said, that's what I want to do, is make some type of impact with the voice that I have, because I get emotional about just certain things that happen in the world, and I feel like the best way for me to express it and to express it to masses of people is make music. That's how we come together. We come together with music and sports. Entertainment is what brings people together, and I feel like if I can put at least a little bit of positive out there, I'm doing my part.
No, definitely. So, like I told my people, we got a fan right here. You definitely got somebody that's rocking with you. I'm going to definitely be posting your stuff on the Dream Hustle Win Facebook page, you know what I'm saying, to get some of the people familiar with what you got going on. Because I know you got something that a lot of my people would appreciate, you know what I'm saying? It'd be on this millennial new stuff. I ain't gonna call it crap or junk, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't trying to throw no shade, but you know what I'm saying, they be on that new millennial stuff, and all of that stuff is all that great, You know what I mean? So I appreciate when we do get somebody that, you know, can give you a bit of nostalgia, can make you think a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and just ride too. Because there's not a lot of that out here right now because everybody is trying to make it in the business by sounding like the next man. So, yeah, I'm definitely rocking with Rose Gold, for sure.
I appreciate that, and you hit it. You actually hit it on the nail, but I have everything dropping August 8th, so this summer you'll be hitting a lot more music from me. Phases is just the beginning of my peak, and so I have a lot more music that's out there, a lot more better music out there, or a lot better music, a lot of better music, getting my words together. So you guys...
No doubt, no doubt.
So,
oh, I'm sorry, mind that. It's your word. I was just saying no doubt. Like, I'm feeling you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. August 8th, when it drops, I have visuals. I have showcases, show dates, so you guys get to know me more as an artist. As of right now, I'm just trying to put in as much work in that studio to make sure I have a product that is presentable for you guys.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely, because y'all already know my people, my people. Y'all know I look up on everything. I be on all the pages. Y'all out there. Ain't no stalker, but I look up on mine. And I definitely, you know what I'm saying, would like to see you get more into, you know, getting more into your persona, your, what do I want to say, your brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see you out here. I would like to see more of branding going on with you because definitely you got something that can be picked up and is appreciated by a lot of my music heads. You know what I'm saying? I really rock with a lot of music heads, and I definitely want to see, you know what I'm saying, some more from people like you. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you got more going on, especially with your pages. You know, consistency is definitely the key. Whether you're just doing nothing at all, they want to see you. So for my people out there, I'm going to need you to check my girl Rose Gold out. I'm going to definitely make sure that y'all always know where y'all can find the ad. Check her out on that twitter.com/ROSEGOLD_. You can find her on the same spot, but on that good old Instagram, baby. On that Instagram.com/ROSEGOLD_. Get over to that SoundCloud. I'm going to be sharing it because I know some of y'all are lazy. Y'all don't like to be checking it out once you hear it. But I'm going to go ahead and share it on that good old Facebook page. And all you got to do is click it one time and it's on your mind. You feel me? Go ahead and check it out on SoundCloud. We are on the rise with that single phase. You know what I'm saying? Go and check the ones that I'm feeling. Like, are you riding? It's so level. You know what I'm saying? Y'all also can make sure that y'all trying to check her out on that 99.5 South Beach because y'all already know we got that phase spinning. So do your job. Download. Go ahead and share. Go ahead and comment. Because how do we know that you're there if you don't leave a comment? Share what you have on your mind when it comes to this music, because your opinion is definitely appreciated. Don't never doubt that. Now, like you said, you have other things going on that are coming up soon. You're definitely going to keep us in the know, correct?
Yes, indeed. Then you guys know everything. You guys can check me out. And Instagram, I actually just updated it so it can match everything. I have AroseGold504.
Mm-hmm.
That way we don't have any scores. You guys can easily look me up. But everything
oh, okay.
is posted on my Instagram. Saturday for you guys, I have something hot. Whether it's just a freestyle, I have some of my new music playing. But check it out every Saturday. You might get something new. Might get some more visuals. But I like to keep it fresh, as you say.
No doubt, no doubt. We definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you blessing me. For all my listeners out there, y'all go ahead and rewind this one more time. AROSEGOLD504. You know what I'm saying? Get at her on her social media handles. You know what I'm saying? Now for the music, y'all already know I'll be on it, baby. I ain't going to gas you something I don't like. So I do want to say deuces because you know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And after this, back to your regularly scheduled program. So we only have a little bit of time to promote the best. Shouts out to the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do, I want to thank you for coming on, you know what I'm saying, and blessing me. But we do got to say deuces, and we're going to catch all y'all on the flip side, baby.
We out of here. Thanks for having me.